Blog Talk Radio.
Heavenly Father,
for assembling us in unity once again around this spectrum. Coming, Lord, from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Hallelujah. As pilgrims through this very land. For God, as we always say, we know that this place is not our home. This is just a holdover, God, a temporary place. But you have an eternity home prepared for those of us that are living according to your command. And Father God, I'm asking you to anoint these lips of clay, God. Lord, I want to bring a rhema word to those that may or may not know of you in the pardon of their sins. Father God, I'm asking you to grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement. Hallelujah. Words of wisdom, God. To those, hallelujah, that are hurting deep within the epitome of their soul. Father God, I'll be so mindful to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. In these and other blessings we ask in thy Son, Jesus' name. And we shall all say, amen and amen. Hallelujah. I thank you for allowing me to come into your homes. I thank you for allowing me into your space area. And I also thank you for allowing me to travel down the highway with the old ship of Zion on your radio dial. I just thank God for you, because without you, it would be any need for Pastor Ward to be here. But because God got people like you that are eager for the divine word of truth, not a person that's telling you a bunch of lies, but I'm telling you straight across the divine word of truth. And I thank God for you, you and you. And so, without any further ado, I'll be with you 30 minutes on the clock. And so our theme on tonight, or our sermon on tonight, is the key to life. Hallelujah. And we're going to take the scripture reading from the law of John 4 and 14. And it reads like this. It says that Jesus said, whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst again. Hallelujah. It will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. Now that scripture is coming out of the law of John 4 and 14. And I'd just like to share a little story with you. It was a policeman's curiosity. He watched a drunk looking for something under a street light. And he asked the man what he was looking for. The man replied, my billfold. He replied, it slipped through a hole in my pocket. They looked together, but with no success. Where do you think you lost it? Inquired the policeman. Down the road, said the man, pointing into a distance. The police asked, then why aren't you looking down there? And then the man said, hallelujah. He said, because there aren't any lights down there. Hallelujah. And so, because there wasn't any light, the man said. He said that, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. And I know that just like this story, there are many people that are searching for something, but they often don't look in the right place. For instance, think of the most important search of all, trying to find God and his secret of eternal life. I would like to ask you that are out there in my podcast listening audience, have you ever wished you could find and really know God? Have you ever felt that God is seeking for you also? There was once a woman whose life was a mess. And she had had five husbands and now was living with another man. Yet Jesus met and talked with her very lovingly. He dealt with her and revealed some important truth. And you can also read her story in the Gospel of John, chapter 4, where first we read that Jesus needed to go through Samaria. Hallelujah. Christ wanted to meet this woman to change her life. Just as today he is willing to go out of his way to meet each of us. God cares for every individual in his creation. There may be also some of you that are out there in my podcast listening audience on tonight. You are disillusioned by life itself. And we know that the Samaritan woman had apparently was so ashamed of her past that she went to draw water from the well at midday when nobody would be around to see her. But Christ knew all about it. And I want you to know one thing. It is impossible to deceive God. No religious fanatic is good enough to impress God. No rebel is clever enough to hide anything from him. We find out that there was a group of mischievous students once stuck parts of different insects together and gave the complete bug to a famous professor of zoology. Can you identify this, they asked. He studied the creature and then looked up and said, yes, it's a humbug. Neither can we deceive God, our all-knowing creator. In our better moments, we realize we cannot even fool ourselves. Someone has reported that British entertainer Tony Hancock, who had performed before millions, committed suicide in Australia, leaving a note saying, true happiness is impossible to obtain. The road to happiness is not paved with fun. Fame and fortune, others find that religious has no reality. So they become disillusioned by the church and wonder where the real purpose in living is to be found. Yet Christ came to offer true life. He said that they may have life, and they might have life more abundantly. We read that in the law of John 10 and 10. Jesus said to a delusional woman and offered a new kind of life to her. He would satisfy her thirst for happiness with a fountain of joy that would never run dry. And I'd also like to ask you out there in my dear listening audience, have you tasted this living water? You can read it in the law of John 4 and 10. We know that the Samaritan woman was disappointed by pleasure. She was illusioned by life itself because she was disappointed by pleasure. No doubt when she was a teenager, she had been having dreams of an ideal husband. At least she met him, or so she thought. They married, perhaps they were happy for a time. But slowly things turned sour. They parted and were divorced. Sadly turned to joy when she met another man. This time things looked so promising, but again her happiness was short-lived. Then there was a husband, number 3 and 4, and then 5. When the 6th man came along, she thought, why marry? So they just lived together. So often people have sought pleasure but found that only their pain was lasting. The actor, we find out, Peter Sellers, said of his life, the realization is less than the expectation. I tell you straight, all I'm trying to do is to get through today. And when I cry for yesterday. We know that Jesus, however, offers true pleasure, the kind that endures. To the real Christian, knowing God in a personal way and as a personal friend, hallelujah, and Savior is a pleasure beyond compare. I want to ask you again, are you distant from God? We find out that the woman at the well was disillusioned and disappointed because she was distant from God. She could talk about religion, and the worship custom of her people. But a religious debate does not mean that a person has a relationship with God. Do you ever feel that God is far from you? You may not even want to know him, but that is a sign of your distance from him. Do you ever wish that you could talk with God? We were made to have a relationship with God, but our wrongdoings have separated us from him. Sin is like a barrel between God and us, and we are powerless to remove it. Yet God has made the first move. He sent his son to earth to rescue us. Christ can bring us back to God. As Jesus talked with the Samaritan woman, she realized that this stranger was not just an ordinary Jew or even a prophet, but that he was the promised Messiah, the Christ who had come to redeem lost mankind. And I want you to know out there in my digital broadcast and digital format on tonight that he offers you the true God who speaks to you. That's in the law of John 4:26. Jesus also said, the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. That's in the law of Luke 9:19-10. He came to link us to God. Rather than being distant, God can live within a person to guide every thought, word, and deed. Hallelujah. Life within have meaning and purpose, whatever the future may hold. Hallelujah. And that also might be some that is just started by sin. This woman was distant from God because she was married by sin. Wrongdoing just starts every area of life. Just as surely as a position, disability, or illness can limit our potentials in some activity. Our mind thinks impure thoughts. Then we tell lies and gossip or swear. We may even learn to cheat, deceive, steal. It seems so easy to do wrong, but so hard to do right. Saying somebody is perfect does not excuse us. The woman in John 4 was conscious of her sin, which Christ had come to deal with. She was intrigued by Jesus after all. He had offered true pleasure, true life, and the true God who would not be interested. Christ had said, but whosoever drink of the water that I shall give him will never thirst again. Since she wanted that fountain of everlasting life, she immediately replied, sir, give me this water. It was then that Christ touched, hallelujah, the nerve of the problem. He said, go, call your husband, and come here. Christ wanted her to admit her sins. She had to confess all to him. They would be the beginning of a new life. Hallelujah. For her, we can never come to know God in a personal way until we admit that we have done wrong. Jesus said, I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. That's in the law of Luke 5:32. His greatest work was not healing the sick or even changing lives through his ministry, but dying to deal with all wrong at the cross. God's anger against sin was redirected to Christ. He became the substitute. There, our sins was laid on him, and he took the punishment we deserved because he bore our sins. God can truly forgive us, and we are reconciled to him. While on the cross, Jesus cried, I thirst. He thirsted physically so that the spiritual thirst of all men and women could be quenched eternally. It was not easy for this woman to tell Christ about her life. It never is. But the Bible says that it is only when we confess that we are sinners who need Christ, he can and will forgive. Not only did Christ die for us, but 3 days later, he also triumphed over the grave. Now he desires to come and live in us, to cleanse and to control our lives. As Christ takes up residence in our hearts of those who trust him, it is as if a fountain of life spring up within us. And like the woman, they cannot keep it to themselves. but want to tell everyone. Becoming a true Christian involves changing sides. It is the start of a new life instead of living for pleasure that so quickly pass away. You start to live for Christ according to God's purpose. It's never easy to be a true believer in a hostile world, but Christ gives us joy and peace that come from knowing that sin, hallelujah, we know that sin is forgiven, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And so we know that Christ gives the joy and peace that come from knowing that sin is forgiven, for the power of his risen presence enable you to overcome difficulties. True life and purpose come from having a relationship with God that lasts through life, through death, and forever. And Jesus Christ is the key. Are you ready to ask Christ to forgive you, to give you a new start with him by your side? Hallelujah. In ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to impact your spirit and infuse your mind. Hallelujah. As I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. Till we meet again, I want you to go in God as God goes in you. And if you would like to send any correspondence, you can submit your correspondence to Blog Talk Radio in the care of the Old Ship of Zion Senior Pastor Janice Ward. If you have any prayer petitions that you would like to submit, if this program has been a blessing to you in your daily walk with God, we are anxious to hear from you. You can send all of your email correspondence to janiceallaboutgod@yahoo.com. I hope and pray that this program has been a blessing to you. Until we meet again, I want you to go in God as God go in you. Bye for now.
We are to the ground.